Early voting continues in Walker County this week. You can vote in two locations, the Walker County Elections Office on South Main Street in Lafayette and the Rossville Civic Center on McFarland Avenue. The polls are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Walker County Board of Commissioners meets Thursday night with a busy agenda. Several zoning requests headline the meeting, including properties in Rossville and Lafayette, along with a variance request. Commissioners will also consider multiple resolutions, including funding for road improvements, a $600,000 EMS contract, and renovations to the Agriculture Extension Building. An animal control ordinance remains under old business after being tabled previously. The meeting begins at 6:30. Public comment will be allowed. Georgia taxpayers are starting to see some money come back. The Georgia Department of Revenue is now sending out one-time refunds approved by lawmakers earlier this year. Most people should receive their payment within the next few weeks, depending on when they filed. To qualify, you must have filed state income taxes for both 2024 and 2025 and not owe the state. Refund amounts go up to $250 for single filers, $375 for head of household, and $500 for married couples. In total, more than $1 billion will be returned statewide. We've got more news and a look at sports right after this. The city of Chickamauga is gearing up for a special 4th of July celebration, and they're looking for help bringing history to life. Organizers are inviting owners of military vehicles to take part in this year's America 250 parade, highlighting the nation's 250th birthday. They're hoping to feature everything from vintage war-era vehicles to modern military equipment. American Legion Post 217 is helping coordinate the effort, with Commander Joe Mason encouraging owners to get involved. You can contact American Legion Post 217 directly if you want to learn more. The Lafayette Rambler track team competed at sectionals over the weekend, with one athlete moving on to state. Porter Centel led the way, finishing fourth in the 100 and fifth in the 200, qualifying for the state championships. Elijah Decker added a strong ninth place finish in the 800. On the girls' side, Alex Dodson competed in two events. The state meet is set for May 14th at the University of Georgia. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.